So today is not only the day on which we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, but it is also the last day of our liturgical year, which means that it is Reign of Christ Sunday, and next Sunday, if you can believe it, is the first Sunday of Advent. I know. The beginning. So in the liturgical year, it is the beginning of the new year, and the four Sundays leading up to Christmas are special. Each Sunday is special, and then, of course, the birth of Christ arrives, and that is how we begin the liturgical year. And so today, on Reign of Christ Sunday, it is also, it's a nice Sunday on which to celebrate Thanksgiving, and all of the lectionary readings for today for the Thanksgiving service also lift up Christ in this beautiful, in his aspect, in his gentle and kind and loving aspect. And so when we think of royalty or kingliness or lordship, and we think of gentleness and kindness and those parts of character, I love that those two things are juxtaposed on this particular Sunday in particular. That was a lot of particulars. Phew. But so, we didn't read all the lectionaries for today, the lectionary readings, but the Old Testament and the Psalm echo what we sang this morning, the joy of creation, lifting up praise, just the delight and wonder and awe of the natural world all around us. Such beauty. And then John's Gospel celebrates Jesus, as I mentioned, presenting him as the embodiment of divine goodness and all that is life-giving. Jesus as bread for the world and bread for life. And then this little letter that we read, Paul's letter to a church in Philippi. And it's this lovely uplifting of character, what is good. In the New Revised Standard Translation, the translation lifts up these aspects of character. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, he says, lifting up gentleness. Beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I love that when Paul lifts up the things worthy of praise, the things in our hearts and among people that are worthy of gifting into the presence of the divine, gifting to each other, gifting to God, honoring in thanksgiving. There's a little poem by Marge Piercy that I would like to read for you. And it's a section of a longer poem, but she says this. We walk all over our common miracles without bothering to wipe our feet. When we wonder why we need more and more salt to taste our food, my old man, my old lady, my ball and chain. Listen, even the cat you found starving in the alley, who purrs you to sleep, dancing with kneading paws in your hair, will vanish if your heart closes its fist. And I love this poem because she lifts up the common, the ordinary miracles, our everyday. And something as ordinary as the cat that we rescued who needs us to sleep. My son would love that, because that's what his kitty cats do. And how even these ordinary things, if our heart closes, we can forget to give thanksgiving and praise for these gifts, the ordinary miracles. Last Sunday, at the beginning of worship, I lifted up some photographs of the glen that I grew up in, with the rainbow and, for me, the magnificent beauty of creation. And in that setting, I find it very easy to give thanksgiving and praise in the awe and wonder. And then as I grew up and I left my childhood glen, you know, the safeness of that bucolic childhood, and I began to encounter evil for the first time, I most often encountered it in people, in the harm that we do to each other. And we are all made of shades of light and darkness. And we all have our limitations, and we recognize our own and those in others. And we struggle with those things. And sometimes in that struggle, I feel our heart can close almost like a fist, and we forget to leave it open. And of course, you know that I didn't grow up here, so Thanksgiving for me doesn't have the sort of the redolent memories and the richness that many of you have. I do have memories. I've been here for 25 years now, so I have 25 years worth of memories. But they're different than the memories that are created in childhood that we really hold precious and dear. And so how do we then sort of get past the sort of triteness of Thanksgiving, the expectations, the idealized Thanksgiving of family coming together at the table, of things being good, of just remembering a sort of a patriotic holiday? What's deeper than that? Of course, this particular holiday lifts up a moment in American history before conquest, before the native peoples were virtually eradicated. That story, the mythology of our nation, where native peoples came to the aid of the first colonists who were feeling vulnerable and fragile in the winter. And they came together and they shared a meal. They shared in communion a kind of holiness, lifting up that moment, a blending of Christian and non-Christian traditions over a feast. The symbolism is very true to Christian faith, but also true to Native American faiths as well. So it was a true interfaith worship in a way, perhaps, maybe the first on Native soils, so to speak. But one of the things I want to lift up is the goodness in that. The goodness, for instance, that Paul speaks to in his letter to the Church of Philippi, the gentleness, the kindness, the mutuality, the honorableness, the helpfulness. And I feel like that truly is worth treasuring. And I also just want to lift up that there is complexity in the world and complexity in all of us. And even in the hardest times and in the hardest places, we can find space in our hearts and cracks of openness to let those blessings in. And so to get to that, I wanted to share my favorite prayer, which I've shared before. But I feel it goes really well with Marge Piercy's poem of Ordinary or Common Miracles. Because I don't consider kindness and gentleness and courage to be ordinary. I actually find them to be extraordinary, and every expression of them to be a holy miracle, just like the miracles of the glen that I grew up in. And so that prayer, my favorite prayer, which I've shared with you before, is this one. It's serious, and it goes to some harsh places, but it's the one that was found on the body of a dead child in the concentration camp of Ravensbrück. It was pinned to a little girl's coat. And the camp was being liberated. This child was found, and a little prayer pinned inside her coat. And so the prayer is anonymous. We don't know who wrote it. But amidst that harshness of environment, when evil is perhaps most present in its worst ways, there was someone who found hope and courage and openness of heart to offer gratitude. And I feel like on Thanksgiving, when we truly come into the world with open hearts and we say yes to all of life and all of experience, and we find the things that are worthy of praise, that are truly worthy, it is a miracle to find those things at all times and in all places. So here's my favorite prayer. O Lord, remember not only the men and women of goodwill, but also those of ill will. But do not remember all the suffering they have inflicted upon us. Remember the fruits we have bought. Thanks to this suffering, our comradeship, our loyalty, our humility, the courage, the generosity, the greatness of heart which has grown out of this time. And when they come to the judgment, let all the fruits that we have borne be their forgiveness. And I find incredible power in that prayer, because even in the midst of the deepest suffering, an open heart found things to lift up in praise to God. Praise of other people, the divine in each of us, and praise in the divine who gave life and gave birth to all of creation and to us, and in whose image we are made with belovedness. And so when we gather this week around our tables, there will be hard moments of family. There will be joyful moments of laughter. There will be all kinds of good things and good food. There will be opportunities to raise up every blessing in our experience. And my prayer for us is that we enter this season joyful, lifting up all that is praiseworthy, and giving thanks for those things. In God's name, amen.